How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 143 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can head out to iTunes, search Locked On Thunder to subscribe to the podcast there, leave a review once you're on that page also, and find us on audioboom.com. Log on to normantranscript.com. Check out my blog, Thunder Road. It's under the sports tab on the site. You can find all my Thunder coverage there. I'm on every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Obviously, this one's a little bit oddly scheduled. I didn't podcast after the game on Thursday night when the Thunder just beat Cleveland. Didn't really end up wrapping that one up, but the Thunder got really their best win of the year, winning 118-109 against Cleveland. And I'm recording this one late Friday afternoon. That's because normally it's the Monday through Friday podcast, but this time I had to get something up for Saturday. Thunder play the Warriors on Saturday night. Kevin Durant is making his return to Oklahoma City. Had to make that return. Next week, it's going to be back to the Monday through Friday. Anyway, I'm welcoming in Royce Young from ESPN in a moment. Royce was nice enough to come on the phone and Royce is having a very busy day on this Friday, as all Thunder reporters are today, because there's just so much work to be done, so much coverage to be done. But Royce was nice to take some time out of his day, talk to me for about a half an hour about Kevin Durant. We even talked a little bit about Victor Oladipo's 360 layup at the end of the Cleveland game. But first, I just want to quickly tell you guys about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for a friend who was coming into town to buy Cleveland Cavaliers seats to the game on Thursday night. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LO Thunder, that's LO like locked on, and SeatGeek will give you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Thunder today. Quick break, and then we'll get to my conversation with Royce.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, welcome, men. You know, Royce, you are now tied with John Hamm for most appearances on Locked On Thunder. So, congratulations. I know you've been working for it.
I'm fighting with him neck and neck for this thing. I can't keep up.
You can keep up. You're tied.
I'm going to have to give him, like, food poisoning or something. I know, but I can't overtake. I need the overtake.
I think you might have had a one- or two-episode lead, but then John just, pardon the pun.
Are you saying I'm blowing a 3-1 lead,
You're
Fred?
Blowing a 3-1 lead. And John just went ham lately.
Yeah, he is going ham. Why don't you take a timeout? Why don't you take a 10-second breather, think about what you said, and then come back.
Yeah, I'll take a 10-second breather. I'll watch that Victor Oladipo 360 layup on a loop so that I can really, really stay a little exact. Make sure I stay on my toes, and then I'll move on.
Yeah.
My favorite play of the year, by the way.
Former dunk contest contestant Victor Oladipo. Show some respect on his name, please.
Well, it was
He's so athletic. He has arguably the best Thunder dunk of the year with his,
yes,
his run on Dwight Howard.
I agree.
Which was
I didn't really watch too many replays yet. So did he slip? It had to be a slip, right?
I mean, I watched the replay of it. Maybe he slipped and I didn't notice it. I think he took off from too far away.
Maybe so, yeah.
I think he took off from too far away, and you could see as he's like laying in, and he's just like, "Oh no." I like Steven Adams's reaction though.
Yeah, he wasn't thrilled.
Yeah, well, he said that he was thinking during. He said, "Oh my God, oh my child." that was an exact verbatim Steven Adams quote.
I don't remember, what was there, 2 minutes left? I think there was 2 minutes left when it happened. And if Oladipo misses that layup put him up 10. Let's say he misses that. I mean, this is a big world of what if, but like he misses it. The Cavs come down and hit a three, which highly capable of doing. Kyrie could do it, or even just score. You take what's a 10-point game and probably the dagger, you know, the finishing touches there are probably on a win, and you quickly turn it into a 5-point game with like a minute 45 left, and that's danger zones. I mean, that could have been a critical miss.
Yes, it absolutely could have. It was such a weird thing. It was also a weird moment to try a 360 dunk. Like it was still too close where it wasn't. If it were like an 8-point game with 20 seconds left, then
right.
I would have been
or
like, oh, he's
18.
Right. Then I would have been like, oh, he's icing the game. Like he's pumped. Right. Like I get it. But there was more than 2 minutes left and it was a single digit game against the defending champs. It was such a weird moment.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like, it's pretty easy to doink a 360 anyway. Even if he had gotten proper elevation, taken off right, there's a good chance like he doinks that anyway. I mean, that's a high degree of difficulty dunk. So, not the brightest play in the world from Oladipo. But hey, he made it. So it's like it was a bloop single, but it was a line drive in the box score.
You just said doink in back to back sentences.
Doinked it.
Did you realize that in one answer today at a scrum, in one single answer, Billy Donovan, Brett and I were joking about this. Billy Donovan used the word enjoy 10 times in one single answer.
I've heard him say, to your point, like four times like, I mean, how many points did the question have? He'd be like, to your point, Brett, to your point, and to your point. like, geez, man, really, really hammering home on the to your point.
Yeah, it almost feels like we're intentionally not talking about the Saturday game right now at this point.
I'd rather not.
Wouldn't it be great if I had you on and we just didn't even mention like what happens to be going on in Oklahoma City on Saturday night.
Fred, we haven't even gotten to what's important here. Kyle Singler had his hair like in a thing today.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He had his hair's not long enough for a man bun. So it was like his hair is the cherry on top. It looked like a blonde Marchino cherry.
That's exactly what it was. It looked like he got some like glue in his hair and it got stuck together in the back or something.
I promise you, when everyone is over at Russell Westbrook, I guess he won't be talking pregame on Saturday, but when everyone is in the locker room on Saturday, I will be getting a quote from Kyle Singler about that. I am not kidding at all. There's a 100% chance I will ask Kyle Singler about that.
Kyle, talk about your hair. Well, you guys do have some, you have some common ground with the hair.
Well, that's true. We get our hair cut at the same spot.
Yeah.
That's true. That is a good point. We got gotta get Weldon Jack a plug.
Yeah. Well done, Jack.
Well done, Jack.
Although I feel like after he got that one, they might have not said well done.
Yeah.
They might have said that was medium rare or something.
Well, we have very medium different rare looking Jack. Hair. We have very different looking. Very different looking hair. I just read an ESPN.com piece about
read Ramona's thing?
Oh. great points on the lockers. Something I never thought about.
Oh, yeah.
Which I probably should have because I'm a writer who is supposed to understand metaphors. But Royce has a big piece up on ESPN.com about Kevin Durant. And Royce, I'm going to stroke your ego for a second. These are the types
of pieces. It's mediocre.
These are the types of pieces that you do better than anybody else. Only because you've been around forever. Don't worry. It's not because you're any good.
I know that's the advantage. I've lived here. I've lived the 9 years of the Thunder. Like the back. I mean, I just have like free background. I mean, like everybody's out there like searching for anecdotes. This is what makes like a guy like Lee Jenkins, with these like actually good feature writers, so good. Is I basically just reported that story over 9 years. Lee Jenkins does it like in 3 days. You know, but, I had a big time running start here on this thing.
Well, the point about the lockers, which you make the point in the story that Kevin Durant's locker was next to Kevin Durant's and James Harden's lockers were next to Westbrook's. Now both those lockers, Harden's locker has been unoccupied for a few years. And now both mm-hmm. those lockers are unoccupied in the Thunder locker room, which is true. And it's those two guys, and then Samaje Christen is like buried in the corner. And here's my question,
right.
which you kind of mentioned in the story, but I want to know if you found this out. Which I guess I could find this out, but I'm too lazy to dig into this one. I'd rather just ask you on a podcast. And
most
I can
likely.
Say, right, and then people can be like, Roy said it on Fred Katz's podcast, and I get the plug anyway.
That's smart. That's clever.
Why did they give Durant Ronnie? They give Ronnie Price Durant's locker.
Right.
Why did they give Ronnie Price Durant's locker?
That's an excellent question. I honestly wish I had thought to ask that. I mean, if you know, in training camp, you know, the team is full. You know, there's a bunch of guys on the team. I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody probably was in Harden's locker at the time. You know, that's when like Caleb Tarzewski's on the team and like.
Right.
You know,
Ronnie Price is in a different situation though, because like
he was actually on the team.
Exactly. Yeah, like they are still paying him. They were paying him this year and they're paying him next year. And they cut him because Samaje Christen outplayed him in the preseason.
Here's my guess, Fred, on it. I bet that they were fully aware of like what the perception might be. I mean, they left Harden's locker empty for a reason. You know, I asked him about that a couple years ago about like, you know, you never filled Harden's locker. Cause like, that was something that always struck me is, you know, there's your metaphor. They couldn't fill his locker and they couldn't fill up, you know, the hole that he left on the court either. But like, they always had a reason that like, you know, Durant was there, Westbrook was there. So like, in terms of like post game media, if anybody, you know, if you had somebody at that locker between them, that guy like can't even get there to get dressed ever because the media is just going to be, you know, all circled around him. Even as small as the Oklahoma City media contingent is on a game-to-game basis, like that's not a good spot for a locker to be between those two guys because they're always going to have attention. So like that made sense. There was a practical, reasonable answer to that. They didn't really have a good reason for to not fill Durant's, right? So I think from, you know, and then after they cut Ronnie Price and they brought in Christen, I guess they could have given Christen that locker. I think Christen was on the end already. Wasn't he? I think he was on the end.
I think that might be right. I think also, and, like,
here, so it might have looked weirder that they moved him over, so they probably just didn't fill it, you know? I don't know that they had any, like, they just may have just, like, not filled it.
Here's one of the reasons the locker thing makes a lot of sense to me, too. Russell's a claustrophobe. Like, he's claustrophobic, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, oh, yeah.
He hates crowds. Like, I don't think people, I mean, you know this if you're around him a lot. He hates crowds, which is ironic considering how he plays on the basketball court and how the Thunder don't have spacing.
Absolutely.
But he hates crowds, like to the point that we can't interview him near his locker anymore because he gets so frustrated with people. And I always try to stand back as a reporter because I feel like a lot of times like people invade players' space when they're trying to get dressed. And
that's a pro move.
It's
total pro move.
It's awkward. Some players definitely realize that it's awkward for us too. But like, it's awkward. I don't want to sit there watching Andre Robertson get dressed while he's about to get interviewed.
And Russ takes it like personally if you like accidentally like let your shoelace like scrape across like his, you know, like his like, you know, shooting sleeve or something laying there on the floor. Like Russ will glare at you. So like, I think that, you know, it's like his spot, back off. And like, yeah, so I think that there is a degree of that.
Right. And I think, right. It wouldn't surprise me if Russell like requested an empty locker next to him.
Yeah, maybe so.
Just so he didn't have to deal with those crowds.
Maybe for multiple reasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't put anybody in that locker, you know? Maybe that's what Russell was thinking.
Don't put anybody in that locker unless it's Rudy Gay.
Yeah, exactly. That locker is reserved for Kendrick Perkins or Rudy Gay.
So what do you expect the reaction to be tomorrow? I think we can all agree that it's going to be boos.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, for sure.
I want to get a little more nuanced with it, though. He's obviously going to get ferociously booed during player intros. They are not doing a tribute video. They've never done a tribute video for a former player, which you mentioned in your story. They didn't do one for Ibaka. They didn't do one for Harden. They didn't even do one for DJ Augustine.
And they didn't even do one for Cole Aldrich. How dare they?
They didn't. But they do the now welcome back to Oklahoma City, fill in the blank. Right. Which they did do for DJ Augustine, and they did do for Serge Ibaka, and they do for Jeff Green, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, obviously, they're going to boo at the player intros. Obviously, they're going to boo at Welcome Back to Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant. There's no question. And it's going to be loud. Yeah. It's going to be ferocious. Do you think he's going to get booed every single time he touches the ball?
Probably so. I think that that's an obvious thing. I think that The question I have is that when/if the Warriors are up by like 20 in the second half, are Thunder fans going to stay in their seats and keep doing it?
Right, that's what I wonder. If it's a close game,
I think early
it's
on, first quarter, so. Even if it's a close game, I think you kind of get invested in the game. First, second quarter, I think absolutely. But here's the thing: here's my question, Fred. Free throw line, that's your opportunity to get creative there, right? I mean, that's when you can. You can break out your chant. That's when you can yell things. You can flash your sign. So to me, the question is: is there any enterprising Thunder fan that's got something good? I mean, obviously you could chant "Cupcake" at them. I mean, that to me, that's the kind of the low hanging fruit.
There is a Twitter movement started by I forget which Thunder blog, but I think a couple of the Thunder blogs have caught on where they're trying to organize a cupcake chant.
Yeah. It would be clever. I mean, that would be funny. I mean, I think that would be funny and that would be different and that would be good. Sure, whatever. Are they wanting to do it for player intros, though, I assume? Or like...
I don't know the details. I'm not going to be chanting, man.
Fred, you didn't get the details? You didn't get the deets so we could know when to chant? When am I supposed to... I don't even know what I'm supposed to chant.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I supposed to do?
No, I don't know. I didn't look it up. I was like, I'm not putting anything in the paper on this, so I don't care. I only know exactly what I'm supposed to know. I know enough so I can write my 11 to 1300 words a day, and I know no more than that, and that's it.
That's wise. That's compartmentalizing your priorities.
I don't have that much. I'm not that smart a guy. I don't have that much brain space. I can't do that much.
Here's the thing, though, about this game, too. It's not just Kevin. I mean, Kevin is the clear dominant storyline. Thunder fans don't like Draymond Green. They don't like the Warriors. I think Thunder fans respect Klay Thompson. I think every Thunder fan I ever come across, like, man, I really hate those Warriors. That's for Klay Thompson. That dude's all right. Like, everybody's like, ah, Klay Thompson's all right. But, like, it's, you know, you got the Durant thing, but they also just hate the Warriors, too. So, you know, I think that's just part of the venom. I mean, that's part of why they're obviously mad at Durant more than they would be. And some people have disagreed with me. They think that you know the reaction would be the same as if Durant was playing for San Antonio or Boston or whoever. I disagree. I don't think it would
be the same with San Antonio. San Antonio has this thing where they are immune to all of this type of drama.
Right.
From players, like, from fans, from everything. Everyone would be like, well, you know what? He left for the Spurs. Like, who wouldn't want to play for the Spurs?
Right. I mean, Popovich really is universally, you know, adored and respected, so.
Yeah, I really think that would be sentiment. The Spurs get an exemption on all this stuff. Like after, and you know what, players are like that too, man. Like, after the Thunder lost to the Spurs in, like, a game that they were in into the fourth quarter. Like,
right.
How good were all of those post-game interviews from everybody, including Russell? Yeah. Russell was great. No, he's not always great after a loss. He's obviously inconsistent and unpredictable in terms of how he's going to be in the interview. But, like, he was great post-game that day. People approach the Spurs and they leave San Antonio, and players do it too, with this kind of respect and admiration, which takes away the chance of drama that just other organizations don't get.
Yeah. I mean... And that's what the Thunder are trying to, you know, obviously replicate. You know, they got so many people from San Antonio. And I think to tie it back to Saturday, I think that's why you've seen the Thunder try to take kind of this high road mentality while also not bending over backwards. You know, I think you can go too far. And I think that that's the Thunder's perspective, that if you roll, first of all, you know, you didn't do a tribute video for all those other guys. So, like, you know, Kevin is different. Obviously, the franchise face and everything, and the circumstances in which he left is different than other players. But, like, you know, you also have an existing roster to think of. There's clearly tension between Westbrook and Durant. So, like, you know, how would Russell Westbrook – the Thunder want him to re-sign in 2 years, you know? So, like, how would Russell Westbrook react if you're rolling a tribute video up there above celebrating Kevin Durant's time in Oklahoma City? You know, Westbrook might not like that. So you got to consider, you know, what you have already, and you have to respect that. But at the same time, I do think that Presti has tried to really set a tone, even from, you know, starting with July 5th or 4th or whenever he did his press conference. I think it's kind of that Spursian tone that the Thunder are trying to kind of get to, and that, you know, where it's just the total class high road at all points. And, you know, don't dig down in the mud. Don't really, there would have been opportunities to slander Durant. I'm sure that people within the organization have plenty of dirt on him, but they don't want to do that. And I think, so to get that kind of Spurs level respect, you know, you can't just do it overnight. So you kind of got to build it up. Also, it helps to win a lot of championships, which the Spurs have done.
Yes. Winning the championships is really what gets you there. Yeah. You can do that all you want, but if you don't win the championships, it's just not going to do it. I think another reason with the tribute video specifically, or I should say the lack of a tribute video specifically, something you also have to take into account is just, like, how is it going to be received? And would there be a more awkward moment for the organization?
Yeah, just,
for Durant?
If it's just drowned out?
Yeah, if they just are playing this nice, respectful, you know, pumped up tribute video, and and everyone is just booing him like crazy the entire time. Can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be?
Yeah, exactly.
That's got to be something they consider.
Where did this tribute video thing start? Was that the Celtics? Did the Celtics start this?
I don't know. I don't know who started it.
I feel like it hasn't been around long. I feel like it started, you know, somewhat recently that people were playing these tribute videos for players coming in. The Warriors have gone to the extreme, though. Like, didn't they play one for, like, Festus Ezeli? Like, all right. Like, Leandro Barbosa does not get a tribute video here. All right? Let's ease up on the tribute videos.
I think if you get a ring, then you're exempt. I think you're good with that. You help a team get a ring,
I guess,
you're fine.
Like a fan favorite. Like, most Spades, like, I mean, I can understand. Like, he's a fan favorite there. But, like, are the Warriors rolling out a tribute video for Jeremy Lin? Are they like, yeah. What do you think more of?
Only the Santa Cruz. Only the Santa Cruz Warriors are doing the Jeremy Lin
one. Then you give one to the Taylor Griffin, too. Champion Taylor Griffin.
Taylor Griffin.
D-League champion.
Who looks so much like Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
They look
Has so much less of Blake Griffin's talent. Sorry, Taylor. Me and Taylor go way back. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I'm sure he's firing up Locked On Thunder tonight. I hope he doesn't.
Look, if Taylor Griffin hasn't realized yet that he's not as talented as his brother, then he's got bigger problems
than
you.
Young to tell him.
Yeah, he's got bigger problems than you. If he hasn't realized yet that his brother is more talented than him, then even you saying it is not going to sway him. Like, I promise you saying it, he's not going to be like, crap, Royce just said this. Have I been less talented than Blake this whole time?
Really? I didn't even think that, like, I always thought that we were on equal playing field, even though he's 6 inches taller than me and better at everything.
He was a good college player, though.
Yeah, he's all right. Good college guy.
He's definitely a really good athlete.
He pioneered the, like, you know, Russell Westbrook's, like, wing banker, or Tim Duncan's, like, wing bank shot?
Yeah.
Taylor Griffin pioneered shooting that shot but not hitting rim but all backboard. Like, he'd just shoot it so hard when he was at OU. It would just ricochet off the glass. It was amazing. Okay.
Now you really better not hope that he's listening.
I'm sorry!
That's just mean. That's just you making fun of Taylor Griffin that time.
I apologize to Tommy and Gail and the whole Griffin family.
It's too funny. What do you think's going to happen tomorrow night? I mean, Durant just killed him those two games in Golden State. I mean, he was incredible in both those games. He had 40 in the second game, 39 in the first, and those are his two highest scoring games of the year. Right, and he was 13 for 16 in the second game for 40 points. I forget, what did he shoot in the first game? It was like something ridiculous.
I think it was like 5 of very good. I don't know what it was. It was like amazing. He was like great.
Yeah, he shot like a ridiculous percentage, and he was unbelievable with the second unit.
I think you might tweet this. I saw somebody tweet this today, Fred. I mean, it's like Andre Robertson's a very good defender, but like Kevin Durant is literally, if not the most unguardable player in the NBA, like he's right there. I mean, he's 7 feet tall. He handles the ball. He shoots over everything. So much of what Durant does, you're at the mercy of literally if he just makes or misses. And you can make it tough on him. You can try to get underneath him and kind of like, you know, get into his hand a little bit. You know, there are things you can try to do to like disrupt Durant, but like at the end of the day, it's like whether or not the ball goes in the basket or not. So I think for Durant, I can't sit here and say that I expect him to play just another bonkers game, but I mean, the guy is, you know, an all world player, as offensively gifted as we've ever seen. And while I think he might struggle a little bit at times, not necessarily with the crowd all over him, I think where Kevin's going to have trouble is just walking into the building and, you know, the emotions of the night, seeing the security guards, the ushers that he's dealt with, you know, seeing Miss Betty and Dean and Coach and all these people that he's talked to that are in the kind of the underbelly of the arena, and then walking into that visitor's locker room, coming out. I think all of that's probably going to mess with him more than any booze will or chance. But with Durant, I mean, all it takes is for him to literally make two shots. If he hits two shots in a row, he's hot. I mean, that's how he's always been. And if he starts out slow, it might snowball on him a little bit. But at any moment, he can get going. And as we saw in the first two games, he's the difference maker against the Thunder. The Thunder actually defend the Warriors reasonably well, I think. You know, their plan against Curry is fairly sound. You know, they do their best on Thompson. They can't put Robertson on Thompson exclusively now because of Durant, which is a problem. But, you know, they have a good game plan, I think, in place. They didn't have Adams last time. But they just, there's no answer for Kevin Durant. And if he scores the ball, I just don't see how the Thunder keep up.
I have a feeling that the Warriors are going to be feeding him early. Like, they're going to be making...
I'm sure Draymond will.
They will be making a... Like, Draymond even talked about after that first game how they yeah, really wanted to win one for Kevin. And the Warriors were pretty open.
Well, the Warriors sure needed to win one, too. I mean, like, both poor guys, like, I'm sure it was just need to win that one for Kevin.
Right. Well, that's they were open about how they were saying, like, they wanted to win that first game, that November 3rd game. They wanted to win that for
right,
him. And, like, you have to imagine this is even more extreme example of that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, here's the thing. Like, I mean, I'm no expert on the Warriors, but, like, from what everything I understand about them, the Warriors are at their absolute best when Steph is Steph, right? So, like, should they be feeding Steph and then let that kind of unlock Kevin a little bit later in the game? I don't know. I mean, they're going to play their own way, and they share the ball beautifully, so they're gonna do their thing. But, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, I think that this was proven out in both the two games that they played. The Thunder can hang with the Warriors a little bit. You know, they can score a little bit. They have some good stretches. You know, they got off to good starts against them. But at the end of the day, they just can't keep up. I mean, the Thunder's half-court offense cannot withstand those, you know, 10-2 spurts that the Warriors go on in a matter of 45 seconds. They just – the Thunder are too monotonous, and they grind it out too much. They just can't keep up. You can't – unless Westbrook, you know, has some completely uncharacteristic, like, 15 of 22 shooting game, which will never happen in the history of the universe. Like, they're just not going to keep up.
I just am so curious to see how Golden State, like, schematically approaches this game, because I could so easily see them doing what we were talking about. Just, like, every single play at the beginning goes straight to Durant. Like, every single time, every single possible opportunity goes right at Durant. Like, I could so easily see that happening just because they want him to get his first basket or his first two baskets or whatever it is.
I was going to say, like, try to get it to where he can make two in a row, because then – like, I mean, I've watched Kevin for a long time, and that's seriously what it takes. Like, he makes two straight shots, and he's cooking. I mean, it's one of his greatest talents that he can be, you know, he would often be like 3 of 12 at halftime, and you're like, oh, here comes a bad game for Durant. Then he makes his first two shots in the third quarter, and all of a sudden he's finishing up the game like, you know, 9 of 19 or something. You know, I mean, that's just how he does it.
Right, and let's be real. Like, they don't just want to, and they say they want to win it for Durant. Like, we should clarify too. Like, I don't think that's just it. Like, they want Durant to play well in the process. Like, they don't want to win it for Durant and Durant finishes with 12 points on 4 of 11 shooting.
Right.
They don't want that. They want something totally different. I wonder, like, you know, the Thunder players, you know, they have very obviously in my mind, someone said something to them about how they got to address stuff, whether it was Russell, whether I don't know who it was. Okay, so I want to read these two quotes to you. I'm going to call this up. I put these both in my article. I didn't call them out on an article that I had up today. I'm calling it up now. All right, so here is Russell Westbrook's quote from Thursday night on whether fans should boo Kevin Durant.
Right.
It's up to them. It's up to them what they want to do. obviously Kevin has done a lot for our team in Oklahoma City when he was here, but it's kind of up to them. Doesn't really matter to me one way or another. Then here's the one from Nick Collison from today. It is formatted the exact same way. It's up to them, and then it's Kevin has done a lot, and then it's but it's up to them. Okay, they're paying for a ticket. They can do whatever they want. I think everyone appreciates what Kevin was, what he did while he was here, but it's up to the fans. That's the way sports is. That's the way it goes. They are all answering everything, even formulaically, exactly the same way.
So tomorrow when you talk to Kyle Singler about his cherry bun,
I think everyone appreciates right. I think everyone appreciates how much my hair is done for this city.
It's up to them. It's up to them if they want to boo my hair. I think everybody understands. Right. And then he's going to be like, oh, crap, yeah. I mean, Kevin.
Yeah. No, it's some great.
That's the test.
Exactly. I'll ask Kyle about
that. I think that was – I was impressed with Westbrook, though. I think that was a very diplomatic quote.
That
was smart.
I agree. And I think – correct me if I'm wrong. Was that the first time that he has actually said Kevin's name? Since he said I'm not talking about Kevin anymore?
I think that that struck me. Because I heard him actually say Kevin, and it kind of like perked my ears, because I think you're right. I think that might be the first time he actually said his name.
Since he said, I'm not talking about Kevin anymore.
Right.
Which was all the way back in mid-October.
His that defense, we all kind of quit asking about Kevin because we took the hint.
Right. But like, it's not like no one has asked him. And you know what's, right. You know what's interesting? Here's a little tidbit. I won't let you do all the reporting on this podcast. I'll tell you one thing. part of the reason that it strikes me is because the Thunder, when they did their first – now, I don't know if this is specifically true for the other film sessions, but when they – I assume it is. But when they did their first film session before the first Warriors game on November – the morning of November 3rd, they went through everything, and they just referred to Durant in the scouting report. They never said his first name.
Like just Durant.
Yep, they just said Billy was just up there talking. He was just like, so here's how they use Durant, and they're going through the Durant section in the scouting report, and there's no mention of him being Kevin. There's no mention of them knowing him. He's just another player. He's just Durant. And I thought that was a really interesting way to approach it. Obviously, that's Billy doing the opposite of sensationalizing a game that people like us are going to sensationalize, and that probably calms people down. He probably likes that. But I think it's interesting, and because that mentality has been built up for months now, it's just jarring to hear Russell say, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
Royce, I'm going to let you go. I know you got stuff to do, but I appreciate you coming on for like a half an hour and keeping me company.
I'm thrilled to do it. It's my favorite thing in the world. And John Hamm, I'm coming for you, man. I'm blowing this lead.
All right, well, Royce, you can read Royce's piece on ESPN.com. You also did a video essay on Russell Westbrook, which I also watched and was I thought very well written, Royce. Hey, you can follow Royce.
Lord knows everybody's heard enough of that.
You're just Royce Young on Twitter, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, and you can follow me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FREDKATZ.
Follow Josh Eustis.
Oh
Team
God.
Eustis.
Were you there when Josh said to me as soon as he walked in the locker room yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was. That was enjoyable.
Yeah. He told me that he wasn't – that no one – what did he say? No one's upset that you're not having a podcast tonight.
Yeah, no one's going to miss it or something.
Said no one's upset you're not podcasting tonight. Anyway, follow me on Twitter to see Josh Eustis troll me on Twitter literally almost every single day.
That's right.
Like legitimately almost every single day. And you can email me. LockedOnThunder@gmail.com for questions or comments about the show. You log on to NormanTranscript.com, check out my blog, Thunder Road, get all your Kevin Durant coverage there. Off for the weekend, going to be back on Monday leading into the game in D.C., and I'll do some wrap-up of the Warriors game while I'm at it. But until next time, thanks to Royce, Locked On Thunder is locking up.